he was not found wanting following allegations that he had received a bribe during the liquidation of Concola Copper Mines KCM. Ms. Chalu stated that allegations of abuse of authority and suspected bribery were thoroughly examined, but no evidence was established linking Ms. Amatondo to any corrupt transaction.
The matters that were investigated, that we were investigating as the ACC, are the ones that I've mentioned. I have not come across any other matters that the institution was investigating. Were you given names of which ministers were being investigated? We received on average 50 complaints in a week at the Anti-Corruption Commission. Zambians can complain literally about anyone. You must also understand the nature of the work that we do. Once you receive allegations, what we receive here are allegations against anyone. We have a duty to investigate. What does it mean when we say we are investigating? We collect facts. We talk to witnesses. We look at documents. At that stage, it is not prudent for the Anti-Corruption Commission to disclose who they are investigating.
The Community Development and Social Services Minister, Doreen Yamba, has announced that government has successfully concluded the scale-up of the social cash transfer program from 1.3 million to 1,555,480 vulnerable households nationwide. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Ms. Yamba said government originally planned to enroll 250,000 additional households in 2025, but following an extensive sensitization campaign across all 116 districts, over 305,000 households have been enrolled. Ms. Mwamba explained that all enrollment was conducted using scientifically developed poverty targeting parameters aligned with Zambia Statistics Agency poverty profiling. The minister says beneficiaries include households with the elderly aged 60 and above, households with persons with disabilities, child-headed households, and households with chronically ill persons. She also announced that payments for January and February will begin tomorrow, Friday, 20th February, reaching over 1.5 million households, including the 305,000 million rolls, and will run for 4 weeks and include 23,000 households under the Ministry's Social Cash Transfer Nutrition Sensitive Pilot in Kawambwa, Mwanze, Mumbwa, and Chiwombo. Ms. Mwamba has urged beneficiaries to use the money wisely to put food on the table, invest in small businesses, or join a savings group.
I am proud to announce that government has successfully conducted and concluded the scale-up of the cash transfer program from 1.3 million households to 1,555,480 households across the country, relating to 38% of the population of Zambia. That means that over 7.8 million Zambians are benefiting from this program.
The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRap, is calling for urgent strategic leadership in Zambia's health sector following the sudden dismissal of Health Minister Elijah Mutima by President Haga Indehinema. MedRap Executive Director Lioka Lioka described the move as a critical opportunity to address deep-rooted challenges in the health system, pointing at governance gaps within the Ministry of Health. Ms. Lioka has highlighted systemic inefficiencies, mismanagement of resources, and reported drug expiries, suggesting that these failures may have contributed to the dismissal of Dr. Mutima. She says the timing of the ministerial change is critical, coming just... Thank you. accused the officer of wasting his time, saying that he was rushing to Ngola Teaching Hospital, where he worked as a clinical officer. Mr. Yuyi explained that the police officer later instructed the driver to move the vehicle to Hillcrest Police Station. That was the suspect became violent and the vehicle.